మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారిజాత అపార కారుణ్య సుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం విత్ బెనిడిక్షన్ టు జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి ద డిపాసిటీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్ ఐ బో టు వేర్ ఎస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ టు కన్ఫర్ ద 13th శ్రీ షణ్ముఖానంద నేషనల్ ఎమినెన్స్ అవార్డ్ ద లైఫ్ టైమ్ అచీవ్మెంట్ అవార్డ్ టు వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ డిస్టింగ్విష్డ్ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కంట్రీ ఏ సెలబ్రేటెడ్ ఆర్టిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ టైమ్స్ వన్ త్రూ ద 7 డీకేడ్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ అంటైరింగ్ ఎఫర్ట్స్ ఇన్ ఫర్దరింగ్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ మ్యూజిక్ హ్యాస్ ఎలివేటెడ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు బీయింగ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫోర్ మోస్ట్ మేస్ట్రోస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఇరా డాక్టర్ ఎం బాలమురళీకృష్ణ. This is also a very special year for the Sabha. This is the Diamond Jubilee year of the Sabha, as well the Golden Jubilee of this majestic auditorium in which this function is being held. In the decade following the Golden Jubilee of the Sabha, several initiatives were taken by the Sabha to further the cause of fine arts in the country. This included the institution of Bharatratna Dr. M.S. Subbulakshmi Best Music Teacher Award, A.K. Chadagopan Talent Promotion Award, వయోవృద్ధ కళాకార మాసిక అర్థ సహాయ యోజన విచ్ ఈస్ ద పెన్షన్ స్కీమ్ ఫర్ ఓల్డ్ అండ్ ఇన్ఫర్మ్ ఆర్టిస్ట్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ద కంట్రీ. ఇట్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ది ఎస్టాబ్లిష్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది కాంచి మహాస్వామి సంగీత సంగ్రహాలయ విచ్ ఈస్ ద లార్జెస్ట్ సంగ్రహాలయ ఇన్ దిస్ కంట్రీ అండ్ ప్రాబ్లీ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గో బియాండ్ అండ్ ఫైండ్ అవుట్ దిస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద లార్జెస్ట్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ కంప్రైజింగ్ ఆఫ్ 100,000 అవర్స్ ఆఫ్ రికార్డెడ్ కన్సర్ట్స్ అండ్ వేరియస్ డాక్యుమెంటరీస్ ఆన్ మ్యూజిక్ మ్యూజికాలజిస్ట్ and the fine art of dance and others which encompass Sankeetam as a whole. The crowning glory of all these additions and initiatives that were done is the institution of the National Eminence Award, the conferment of the Lifetime Achievement Award to people who make a difference in the field of fine arts. And also the Shanmugha Saroni Award to 3 young promising artists in the company of the Jambavana 4 times. Friends, milestones are not just for celebration, there are moments as well. There are moments of reflection that come along with every milestone. And therefore, when we decided to celebrate the Diamond Jubilee of the Sabha, we decided to have the theme, the central theme of celebrating life itself. And that's how the celebration started in July of 2012. What better way to celebrate life than to celebrate the life and times of one of the most celebrated artists of our times, and to honor him during this Diamond Jubilee year of the Sabha, Dr. M. Balamurlikrishna. Most of the artists often wonder whether they deserve an award. It's an expression of their modesty and humility. We are all extension cords of God, carrying his light into vacant and empty spaces all over the universe. If at all these artists have made a difference to the life of others and to the larger cause of humankind, it is through their music, and in a sense, therefore, they are agents of the good Lord, messengers of the Lord, to carry this goodness to humankind through this art that they have over the years practiced, perfected all through their life. There's an old Danish proverb which says, honor the old and teach the young. This award of the Sabha is extremely unique. It honors the veteran of our times, that's why you have the Lifetime Achievement Award. It teaches the young, the aspiring ones, to emulate the great Jambavans of our times. But it goes one step further. It also honors them in the company of the veteran of our times. Therefore, there can be no better honor for an youngster who wants to aspire to travel further in life than to receive it in the company of somebody whom you will emulate, whom you will adore and worship, and whom you would like to replicate to move forward in life. That is the uniqueness of this award. Dr. M. Balamurlikrishna is a consummate and a versatile musician. He is much beyond the description of a vocalist. He is extremely good even in violin and mridangam. He was born in the village Shankarguptam in the East Godavari district in Andhra Pradesh in the year 1930, 6th of July 1930. He hails from a musical family. His father, Pattabhi Ramaya, was a flutist and a teacher of music as well. His mother, Suryakantamma, was extremely good in Veena. Small wonder, the boy was initiated into music at a very early age. After initial training under his parents, he came under the tutelage of Ramakrishna Pantulu, under whose shadow he grew to the level of visibility that he is enjoying today. It was his guru's kataksham and his own efforts to learn that has brought him to the level that he is. Under a single guru, you grew him to this level that Balamurli Krishna is. This artist of our day has rendered over 18,000 songs and much more during his time. Has 400 and more of his own compositions which are there. There are several ragas which he has created. And can you believe he started it at the age of 8 when he gave the first full-fledged concert. At the age of 14, he gave a full comprehensive treatment on Venkatamaki's 72 Melakartha scheme. At that age, he had the wisdom and the knowledge that came to him to develop much beyond this. It is his contribution to the cause of music that got decorated and honored when the French government gave him the Chevalier's Award, the Order of Art and Culture, which is the highest civilian award for exceptional talent all over the globe in art and culture, possibly the only musician of our times from India to have received it. The government of India decorated him with the second highest civilian award, namely the Padma Vibhushan. Inasmuch as we are honoring Dr. Balamurli Krishna, there are three young minds which have also grown over time, which are ripening with the passage of time, which are going to be the stars of tomorrow, who have shown enough signs of promise that we see in the art that they are performing, and they are being conferred the Sangeeta Shiromani Award. To people who have seen Varadarajan on the violin, or the purity of Saket Raman, or Aditya Mohan Kandwa, you will endorse what I am saying, that these are the stars of tomorrow. The entire message that is being given to them is, as you receive this award, I am sure you will have the unrestrained blessings of Dr. Balamurli Krishna. And you will grow under his shadow to one day become no less than what Mr. Balamurli Krishna himself has achieved during his lifetime. That brings me to the keynote of this address today. What is the hallmark of a great musician? Musicians are never born, musicians are always made. So what are those essential qualities that we should see in the musicians that make them go far ahead of others and then become the maestros of the era? In my own personal perception, which is personal as I say this, there is a panchasheel of values that should be enshrined in each of the musician that shall make him one of the greats of the time that he lives in. First and foremost is Guru Bhakti. Second is the devotion to the art itself. Third is Udyamam, industry, hard work, which is not something only for the music industry. The next one is practice, which perfects the art for him. And lastly is perpetuation, the one that goes beyond him. When we speak about Guru Bhakti, the traditional Indian classical music, despite all the notations that it has got, has been transferred down from generation to generation to the parampara of Guru Shishya. Therefore, a guru is central to the thought process of learning Indian classical music. Imagine getting learning through audio cassettes. You will not go any far beyond than learning a few kritis and compositions. It is the guru who is the margadarshi. It is the guru who guides you in this path, who elevates you to become the ambassador for culture in the country. And therefore, the devotion to the guru is central to the growth of a person. And what should be the level of bhakti that should have? The scripture says, Yasya Devo Parar Bhaktir, Yada Devo Tada Guru, Tasmat Kathita Arthaya Prakashante Mahatmanah. And what type of bhakti? A bhakti to the Guru should equate that of the Lord. It cannot be less than the bhakti that you have for the Lord. The day you have the bhakti for the Lord equal to that of the Guru, then that person Prakashante Mahatmanah, he will shine like a Mahatma. So it is the greatness of the Guru that needs to be extolled as a person travels further in his career. And there is no exception in any other classical field, and music it is very predominant. What is the quantum bhakti that one should have that would determine that he is committed to this? Acharya Goswami Tulsidas says in Ramcharitramanas, Yaya Asadravam Dravati, one by which even that idol, that stone idol will melt. That is the level of bhakti you should have. Thaimanavar says, Urugi Urugi Aikyamanar. He melted and ultimately merged into divinity. That is the level of bhakti that you should have towards the Guru that will take you to great heights. Shankara says in one of his beautiful lehris, he comes to the Lord and says, "Oh Lord, I have been serving you and I have been devoted to you. What is it that I can take from you? If I were to ask for food from you, all that you have is Neelakantham, a throat which is full of poison. If I were to go one step further and ask of you, give me some clothing so that the vagaries of nature will not affect me, be it the shine or the rain or the winter, all that you have is a serpent around your neck, which is of no use to me. If I were to think that you are of no use to me, that I take a contrivance from you and move out of you and take out a living for myself, all that you have is an old bull, which does not move beyond you." Then Shankara goes one step further, moving away from all this humor and says, "I need nothing of all this. Tava padam bhujam bhakti meva dehi. You give me devotion at your lotus feet. This devotion will ensure that all the material things of the world will come to me. And then I will reach wherever I want to." So it is this bhakti towards the Guru that is central to the evolution of an artist. These are different days. Artists are made because the parents have pushed them into this field. A few kritis are learned here and there. A few compositions are standardized. Then you start running after sabhas for concerts. And if these are not adequate, then you look to Cleveland Festival or circuit tours of the coasts of America or to the emerging markets in the Southeast Asia. But music is developed, grown, nurtured in the sanctum sanctorum of temples. That bhakti will come into you, ingrain into you both for the Lord as well as for the Master, only when you practice it in the heart of the temples where the Lord resides. The practice is gone. Temples are also moved away from this. But the fact of the matter remains that Indian classical music has grown to the level it is thanks to the divinity that has come with it. It is the offering of the Kalakar at the lotus feet of the Master. It is divinity manifested completely. Therefore, if you were to insulate and separate divinity from Indian classical music, it is bereft of everything. There is nothing in Indian classical music. So this is the core for an artist if you were to move further in life. The next is hard work. There is no human endeavor which will say that we don't need hard work. There is no panacea for any else without hard work. Udyamam sahasam deryam buddhir shaktir parakramah shatate yatra disyante devo api tatra dishtati. You don't have to see the Lord in Vaikuntha. If there are six qualities in human beings, you can be certain that the Lord resides in them. And the first quality is udyamam, hard work. Wherever you see a peasant working hard, the Lord is with him as far as the nature is concerned for him. So this is the first one. The Subhashita says, Udyamena hi siddhyanti karyani cha manoratai na suptasya singasya mukhe pravishanti mrugaha. Work is accomplished only by efforts, not by fantasizing or by dreaming. The deer does not enter the mouth of the sleeping lion. He may be the king of the forest, but if he does not hunt for his prey, he will pint in hunger. So this is the second quality, the third quality in that sense, which is integral for the evolution of an artist beyond his times. Practice. We all say practice makes a man perfect. But the level of practice that we need to have in classical music is entirely different. The legendary Ustad Bismillah Khan used to start his riyas much before 4 o'clock in the morning. And then the doors of Kashi Vishwanatha will open. And the Lord will start the day listening to the Shehnai Vadan from Ustad Bismillah Khan. Not a single day, whether it be rain or shine or thunder or anything, Bismillah Shehnai will never stop till he stopped dead on the earth. Sheikh Chinnamolana used to start his Nadaswaram, then only the doors of Meenakshi will open. So unearthly hours is the morning they used to practice for hours and hours together. And that is the level of practice that you need to have. Fritz Kreisler, the greatest pianist that the 20th century had ever seen, once he was asked, "Fritz, how is it that your every concert is better than the previous concert? And what type of luck comes on to you?" To this, Fritz replied to the audience. He said, "If I do not practice for a month, you, the discerning audience, will make the difference. If I do not practice for a week, my ever-vigilant wife will tell me, 'Fritz, it's not your day.' If I do not practice for a single day, my thumb, my fingers will tell me, 'Fritz, you are messing it up.'" இட் இஸ் திஸ் லெவல் ஆஃப் பெர்ஃபெக்ஷன் தட் வில் கம் இட் இன் ஆர்டிஸ்ட் பை பிராக்டிஸ். கற்றது கைமண் அளவு, கல்லாதது உலகளவு. வாட் எவர் யூ லேர்ன்ட் இஸ் தி எ ஃபிஸ்ட்ஃபுல் அண்ட் வாட் எவர் யூ நாட் லேர்ன்ட் இன் த சைஸ் ஆஃப் த குளோப். இஃப் எனி ஒன் நாட் எவர் திங் தட் இஸ் லேர்ன்ட் எவரி திங் இன் லைஃப், தட் இஸ் த எண்ட் ஆஃப் இஸ் எஜுகேஷன், தட் இஸ் த எண்ட் ஆஃப் இஸ் கேரியர். மைக்கேல் ஏஞ்சலோ அட் தி ஏஜ் ஆஃப் 89 லெமெண்டட் வென் யூ ஜஸ்ட் ஸ்டார்டட் பெயிண்டிங் that are very few years for painting. We started learning at the age of 89, I want to tell you. And Mona Lisa came at that age. So age is not a factor. Education will never stop. It is this process of education that will make the artist. Perpetuation. We owe it to posterity not to destroy that inheritance. We owe it to our ancestors to hold in pristine purity all that they have given to us and then transfer it to the next generation. If not better than what our ancestors gave to us, at least the form and the manner in which our ancestors gave to us. This is the greatest duty of any generation at any point of time in history. If an artist were to do everything for himself, climb the ladder of success and go to the pinnacle of life, but does not transfer to anyone other than himself, that art will die with him. That art has no value for anyone other than the artist himself. That art will never make him an artist. So it is the perpetuation of the art which is fundamental to the evolution of an artist. It is these panchasheela of traits that we have seen in the 13 artists whom we have conferred the lifetime achievement award till today. And Dr. Balamurali Krishna is no exception. In fact, he reaches the crescendo of having every aspect of whatever I have said fully present in him. It is one thing to deserve an honor and not have it, and other thing is to have it and not deserve it. Dignity lies not in possessing an honor, but deserving an honor. Who in this audience will disagree that this honor has come to Balamurali late from our Sabha? He deserves every bit of the honor that is being conferred on him today and to those three young minds who are receiving it today. Pope John Paul VI once said, honor and shame from no condition arise. Act well your part, therein the honor lies. Each one of them have acted their part very well. The real honor lies there. It is that honor that we are worshipping today, that we are celebrating today. These artists are extremely fortunate that they are receiving these awards at the hands of our governor, Sri K. Shankar Narayanan. This is also a special year for our governor. He has also come to 80 years, like Balamurali Krishna has also celebrated it. Nityanadata Tarunagriyotri Masopavasi Patipradasi Vedanta Vitta Sahasra Chandradarshi Shata Vandaniyaha Mamajiva Loke. The Lord says that of the six people whom I worship, people who come to see the 1,000 full moons, I worship them. So when the Lord himself is worshipping these persons on the dais, who you and I mortals are there, we adore them, we worship them, we look at them as the gods himself. And to our governor, a long, long innings of 6 decades of political career, far from all those scams, blemishes, and all those ugly heads of corruption that we see today. A life as Puritan as it is, which has grown under the legendary Kamaraj. So that honesty, probity that you had seen in Kamaraj gets sunk and reflected into this person. And if such a person were to give the award to these people, it is doubly enhanced. Not just the award coming from an institution which recognizes their art, it's the hand that gives also makes the difference. And therefore they are indeed fortunate, and we are fortunate that the governor makes it a point every year, whenever the National Women's Award is given, despite all his engagements, he makes it a point to come over here and confer these awards to these people, motivate them, goad them to higher levels of performance. May the Jagannatha Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on all of them. May they live long so that this art of this country will flourish. May she also bless us so that we can draw a leaf out of the lives of nobility of these men and make our own life sublime. Thank you, and God bless you all.